You must be convicted in your heart that you are a sinner. And number two, you must be converted. Your heart must be converted. That means you come to life spiritually by coming to Jesus. You come to life spiritually by coming to Jesus through faith and repentance. Through faith and repentance. Mark 1:15, Jesus said, repent and believe the gospel. Repent and believe the gospel. That's how you get saved. That's how you come into a relationship with Jesus. Once you're convicted and you see your need for a Savior, you still have to come to the Savior to be saved through faith and repentance. And faith is not a complex idea. We have faith in things all the time. We believe people all the time. Dad says, I'm going to take you out for pizza. If you really believe he's going to take you out for pizza, you have faith. It's a very easy concept. It's not difficult. Don't make it difficult. Do you believe that what he said is true? That's faith. If your friend says, I'm coming over at 4:30, we're going to play outside. If you believe your friend, that's faith. It's very simple. I believe that you're going to come over. You're going to do what you said you're going to do. You are who you say you are. You'll do what you said you'll do. You'll give what you promised. But we have faith all the time in different things. If you're going to, let's say, a favorite restaurant. Why do all of my illustrations involve food or restaurants? And you know in your heart, you don't have to think about it. I'm going to have a good meal. It's going to be affordable. You have faith. You believe it. You believe something's true. It's very simple. Don't make it complex. And coming to faith in Jesus is very simple. I didn't believe in him. Now I do believe in him. I do believe what he says about himself. I do believe what he says about me. I do believe that he promises forgiveness and he'll give forgiveness if I believe in him. It's very simple. You're trusting in him. Trusting in him from the heart.